Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. I invite you to look with us in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. Again, Romans chapter 13, starting at verse 1. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same, for he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject not only because of wrath, but also for conscience's sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for they are God's ministers attending continually to this very thing. Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and if there's any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand, therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Verses 1 through 14, all of Romans chapter 13. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, and your love. Thank you, Lord, for the wisdom, the guidance, the direction you give us, the counsel you give us by your word about every part of our lives. And thank you for the wisdom and guidance you give us about government and the importance of us praying for our government and our leaders. And thank you for the privilege of that you give us as the church to lift our leaders up in prayer, the guidance, the direction to help our governing leaders in ways you would have us to as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit of intercession that we'd be committed to praying much for our national leaders, our local leaders, and for all leaders, and also especially, Father, for our spiritual leaders in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ as well. And thank you for the opportunity to participate in the work of the building of your kingdom as we support each of these authorities that you have raised up. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Let me remind you, once again, we want to invite you to our website, urbanfamilytalk.com. Again, urbanfamilytalk.com. And please subscribe there. And also, we want to encourage you to take time to check out, to read some of the blogs, the articles that you find there. I think you'll find them spiritually encouraging and informative about different issues as it relates to your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, we invite you to our Facebook page. In fact, two different ones, Hour of Intercession and Hour of Intercession Live as well. And you can join us by way of either Freaka TV or Facebook Live, if you so desire, on streaming. So we appreciate you plugging in or listening by whatever means you're listening, but we appreciate you joining us today. We're grateful to have online today, by way of phone, Mayor Darrell Johnson. Mayor Johnson, he's the mayor of Mound Bayou, Mississippi. He's also a pastor, and he probably wears a whole lot of other hats as well, but we're going to talk with him about his serving both as a mayor and a pastor today. Mayor Johnson, how are you today?
Well, I usually tell people I'm blessed by the best.
That's good.
And I'm feeling wonderful, and great things are happening here in Mound Bayou, Mississippi.
Amen. Amen. Well, I would mention, I appreciate you taking time to be on the broadcast with us today, and I've had the privilege of knowing you for About 3 decades. Years ago, I had the privilege of serving as the pastor of Bethel AME Church in Mound Bayou, Mississippi, and met you and had the privilege of being your dad and mom's pastor, but had no idea that one day you would be the mayor of the city. So as we start off, I'm going to ask if you'll introduce yourself a little further to our listeners and want you to share about your ministry as the mayor of the city of Mound Bayou.
Well, actually, I'm Daryl Johnson. I am married to Beverly Coleman Johnson, and I have 3 children. Mm-hmm. And I started the church in 1983, but I've just been elected 3 years ago, going into the 4th year now, and at the city of Mound Bayou. And it has been a journey, basically, but it's through prayer and listening to God and doing what he said that I ended up in this position.
Okay. So you've been a pastor for about 33 years or so then, correct?
That's exactly right. I've been a pastor about 33 years and started the church here in Mound Bayou.
Okay, then. And so you've been a mayor about 4 years now then?
I'm going on the fourth year.
Fourth year.
I'm in the 4th year now. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Tell us a little bit about Mound Bayou.
Mound Bayou is a very unique city because it's one of the oldest African-American established communities that has lasted in the country. We coupled with a couple of other communities around the same age, Eatonville, Florida, and Princeville, North Carolina. But we are one of the oldest and the most celebrated African-American communities in the country. Deeply rooted in African-American history, founded by ex-slaves of Jefferson Davis' brother, Joe Davis. They came from that plantation, very well-educated, highly educated people that were ex-slaves. They were allowed to be educated on the plantation, came here in Mound Bayou, established a community, and within 10 to 15 years had a community that out-thrived most of all of the communities around it. It was a great, great operation that happened then back then.
Okay, so how many years old is Mound Bayou now then?
Well, Mound Bayou was founded in 1887, and so we are still thriving, and people are coming now and looking at what Mound Bayou is and what it used to be, looking at the history, and it is still going on.
Okay then. Well, As you share further about just your work as the mayor there, what would you say, how has your faith guided the work you do as a mayor of a municipality? Of course, you're a pastor as well as a mayor, but how has your faith impacted the work you do as the mayor of that city?
Well, my faith actually was rooted into the faith of the founders. And we actually connected to, I found some things that had been said, believed, some of the prayers of the old founders. You know, Mound Bayou was founded by ex-slaves, and these people had been in bondage and did not have the opportunity to show off their knowledge and other things. And you know, slavery, you had absolutely great people that was stolen and brought over to America and mm-hmm. Had to just go through slavery. You had generations after generations that, you know, that possibly were had the ability to do great things but yet were not able to do it because they were confined to those places. Mm-hmm. Well, there were prayers that were prayed during that time, and we have to remember, slaves were strongly committed to God. Mm-hmm. And so there were prayers that were prayed that time that maybe they did not see the manifestation of it. Mm-hmm. But there's a promise from God that talks about from generation to generation to generation that even your children and great-grandchildren and so forth and so will be able to see some of the things that will happen because of your prayers. Mm-hmm. And now we believe the same thing with Mound Bayou and the prayers that some of our ancestors prayed, some of the people that were there. I can track 4 of my great-grandparents that were in slavery and came on over to Mound Bayou with the early settlers. So mm-hmm. that in itself and some of the other early settlers, they prayed and believe God for certain things, and we believe that those things are coming to pass.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, you touch on a very powerful and a very touching point in that, you know, the reality is when you look at the history of what many people that came directly out of slavery did in terms of starting schools and institutions and establishing things, I think one of the best words is miraculous. They accomplished so much in just a short period of time. And so what you're speaking of is just a manifestation of that very same reality, too. So, well, what would you say, too, would have been some of your biggest challenges as the mayor of the city of Mount Bayou?
Well, I kind of likened my journey to the journey, specifically our founders, Isaiah T. Montgomery and Benjamin T. Green. Mainly Isaiah T. Montgomery. I found some of his writings that had not been published, but yet we found those writings. And he said that he felt like that he was, at that time, the modern-day Moses, to bring the people out of bondage and into the promised land. And he believed, God, that there was a great promised land for African Americans as well as a promised land for people that had been so long under bondage. Mm-hmm. And now, because of our prayers, I believe that God has brought that anointing upon me and the people around me, and I believe that's more of the Joshua anointing. Mm-hmm. Having said that, that Joshua anointing, if you think about it, I remember reading about how Joshua came across and went across and began to pray just before they go into the promised land. And the Lord spoke to him and told him to lead the people around a wall. Mm-hmm. And for 7 days, he told them to shut them out. Mm. and if you think about it, that in itself is, if you think about each one of those people that had to go around that wall, that had to march around that wall, and the temptation of not opening their mouth and saying anything until they obeyed from heaven or from God, and their obedience was on that last day, the seventh round, shout. Mm-hmm. And in their obedience to heaven, to shout, the walls came down. Well,
right.
I believe the 7 days of marching being helped develop them to believe that whatever God said, we're going to do, number one. And that's one of the things that we need to learn. Whatever God says, that's what we need to do. Whatever the leading of God, that's where we need to go. Whatever we believe is God, then we need to do it. And for 7 days, they hushed their mouths, and that, to me, was a symbol of people not talking about anything else but training myself to hear what God is saying. Mm-hmm. And for me, that has been a challenge as the mayor, because when you get into a position where there are so many voices that speak to you, there's so many things that's challenging you. There are so many people that saying things to you. There are so many suggestions. You have to be strong when the Bible says be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You have to be strong in the Lord to be able to hush your mouth and not say anything. There's a power of utilizing your mouth. It was a creative power that God had in the beginning. God said, and it was. And God said, and it was. It is the same power, I believe, that when the Holy Spirit fell upon the New Testament church, and he said, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Mayor Johnson, we're going to jump in right quick. We're coming up on a break. I want you to pick up right there. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest is Mayor Darrell Johnson, the mayor of Mount Bayou, Mississippi. We'll be right back after this break.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-PSALM-23. That's 855-PSALM-23.
One of the first steps to becoming a Christian is recognizing our sinful nature. What makes this so difficult is that we have selective vision when it comes to our own issues. It's easy for me to see your faults, but when it comes to seeing my own, then my eyesight automatically gets bad. One surefire way to measure new birth in Christ is by opened eyes and a clear vision. Sometimes we can pass between having sight and having no sight because we have fallen asleep to the needs around us, or our perspective on those things that are eternal is distorted. Whatever the case, there is nothing more dangerous than having blurred vision and still thinking that it's clear. Don't measure your vision by your own standards. It will be warped and distorted every time, but rather measure it by God's standards. God desires that our eyesight remains clear. So how is your eyesight today? With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com. I had an opportunity to speak at my church recently, and I spoke from Exodus chapter 8, verse 1. In this scripture, Moses is given instruction from God concerning the children of Israel and what he is to say to Pharaoh. I thought it was interesting that God used Moses to deliver the Israelites from Egypt straight into a desert experience. When the Lord gave instruction to Moses, he said, "Tell Pharaoh to let my people go so that they may serve me." Oftentimes when things get hard, we tend to pull away from our relationship with the Lord. Oftentimes when we are in our dry place, we forget that this isn't God's first rodeo. He's gotten us out of or kept us in our dry places before. For the children of Israel, their journey to Canaan was only supposed to be 11 days, but because of their murmuring and complaining, it lasted 40 years. Remember the next time you have your desert experience, how you get in will certainly dictate how you come out. Trust God in the desert place and don't forget to worship. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com.
Yeah.
music of Covenant Church, the song I Will Lift Up My Eyes. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Let me remind you once again, I want you to be mindful that we also have mobile apps for Urban Family for your iPhone and Android devices. All you have to do is go to your App Store and search for Urban Family Talk, and you can get, again, mobile apps that you can, by that means, take Urban anywhere you may go. So we want to encourage you to do that as well. Our phone guest today is Mayor Darrell Johnson, the mayor of Mound Bayou, Mississippi. And Mayor Johnson, I'm going to ask at this point, as we start this next segment, would you pray for our listeners to that they would grow in their understanding of how, just as you have brought your faith to be a major part of your work as a mayor, it's important that we learn to be prayerful about everything we do, whatever profession, whatever area of calling we may be in. Would you pray for believers to grow in their understanding of that need?
Sure, I'll do it. Father, we thank you that you're God, and you're a wonderful God.
Thank
you. And you're God that sent your Spirit to guide us and direct us. And Father,
thank
we just pray
Jesus.
A simple prayer that we will be able to be directed by you.
Yes, Lord.
That you will continuously lead us and guide us. We'll recognize your leading. We'll recognize your guidance in everything we do.
Thank you.
And Father, for those that are signed for leadership, for those that are signed to lead other people, God, you begin to lead them and show them the way. And that we'll be able to listen and obey your instructions. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, Mayor Johnson, I want to ask if you'll address this too. Now, you know, a very sad reality that happened, it seemed like it was magnified this year, that quite a rash of police shootings in different cities and communities in our nation, unusually large number of them. And, of course, there's such a need for us to understand that the church should very much be on the side of praying for God's hand of protection over our policemen and our police departments. Would you share your thoughts on that in view of the fact, you know, as a mayor, of course, you oversee a police department in your community. Would you share your thoughts on that matter?
Well, one of my most prominent thoughts is, and I've said this to our church, we can't turn back the hands of time, but we can do things right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that the church has a responsibility to show themselves, to mature and show themselves to be a leader. And that's some of the reasons that we see some of the things that we see in the public. We see where, and not blaming anybody, but officers as well as just the population, the regular population, responding and doing things not based on what the Word of God says.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we judge ourselves as the church by the Word of God, but we can't expect others who don't hear the Word of God to judge themselves by that.
Mm-hmm.
And to criticize them is not the way. But I truly believe if the church will stand up, and that's one of the things that I do as a mayor, I want to let my light shine
mm-hmm.
so that men can see my light. And it speaks louder than any criticism and other things that we do. Our country has a lot to learn, but it has a lot to do. But the leader in our country should be God,
mm-hmm.
as we said on our money, as we declared years and years back. One of the things that we need to do is absolutely turn back to God, and I believe the way to do that is through the church, and that's what I'm praying to see happen in all of our communities. And we can do it community by community.
That's right. That's right. You know, would you take time now to pray for the law enforcement officers and for the military, for that matter, as well. But just pray for them, for the departments, and for the church to rise up and do more to really pray for and be supportive of law enforcement. Would you pray for that now?
Yeah, I could do that.
Thank
Father,
you.
We thank you that the leadership, that you anoint and point those seats.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Those ones that even are in those seats, we declare, Father, that they would be comforted in many ways that you could show them comfort.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father, we thank you that the church will begin to recognize strongly that we have to respect our leadership.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, as we do that, Father, we just declare that you will continually show us how to be able to treat and show the public
thank you, Lord,
the way to go. Thank you, Father, for great things happening, things that you're doing exceedingly abundantly above what we can even ask or think, even in the midst of our situation, the problems that we've been having with the officers and the problems that we've been having with the public and in dealing with the officers. And thank you, Father, that the remedy is in you.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, Father, that you are even doing great things in the midst of us and leading and guiding us to do the things that we should be doing. As well as, Father, we're looking for your mercy and your grace to follow us in the midst of all of what we do.
Thank you.
And we're looking for your blessing in the midst of it in Jesus' name. Now, we lift up all of our military. We lift up all of our officers to you. And we say, bless them continuously in Jesus' name and their families as well. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, I do thank you and I praise you, Father, for the opportunity for us to pray for the church as a whole and for, in particular, for people in positions of authority in our society and specifically as we lift up law enforcement, Lord. But thank you and praise you for the chance we as the church have of being able to pray much to affect so many different issues in our world. Lord, help us as the church to put you first. Help us, Lord, as the church to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us as the church, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not steal. Help us to not kill. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to tell the truth and help us to not covet in Jesus' name. And Lord, specifically for our nation as a whole, as well as our local communities, help us as a nation, Lord, to put you first. Help us, Lord, as a nation to make no graven images. Help us as a nation to not take your name in vain. Lord, help and teach us as a nation to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Lord, help us to honor our fathers and our mothers. Lord, as a nation, help us to not steal. Help us to not kill. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet in Jesus' name. And Father, Lord, we thank you and praise you for Mayor Johnson and the administration he oversees there in the Mound Bayou community. Anoint them with wisdom and grace, and Lord, use them as a shining light in the Mississippi Delta, in the state of Mississippi, in our nation, our world, and bless that town, Lord, and use it, Lord, as a witness in many ways to be both a model city and also to be a city that glorifies you in the way it does what it does. And Lord, raise up lots and lots of people, lots of our listeners, to pray much for the work of the ministry Mayor Johnson's called to there. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, Mayor Johnson, let me ask this question too. Like, if you just, you may have maybe young people that are listening today. If a young man or young woman were to say they have an interest in going into maybe city government or government period into politics, what counsel or wisdom would you share with them from your own journey?
Pray. that's a short
good
answer.
Good advice. Okay.
that's a short answer. And the reason I say that, you have to seek God. You know, there was a part of me that did not want to get into the politics, what they call the politics of it. Mm-hmm. And but yet there's a spiritual side where I know the leading of God was to be in this position. Mm-hmm. And I know it was a call of God to be in this position, and I see it confirm itself over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a process of prayer that I went through. As a matter of fact, I ran for mayor back in the I believe the early 90s, mm-hmm. and lost.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I was an alderman on the board of aldermen a couple of times, and we went through some a lot before I got to be mayor of the city of Mount Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And but we gravitated in the church prayer, the church during their prayer times, kind of gravitated more and more to the things that we are dealing with now as far as seeing certain things manifest. Our prayers have been that for years and years and years. And I would tell anybody that spend time listening to God as you pray, not just talking, but listening.
That's right.
And looking for which way God will have you to go. Because one thing can lead to another. A lot of times, that step may be looking like it's not going where you want it to go. But God will give you the desires of your heart, and that is your spiritual man. He will give you the desires of it. And what is calling out in you, it'll come to pass once you continuously stay in prayer. I'm saying that because we started in 1983, 85, 86, 1990, 95, and here it is in 2013, I was elected mayor. That's a lot of years, but there's a lot of things that we've waited on for 10 years,
right?
15 years, 20 years, but we labored in prayer. And I could encourage any young person, just start, because the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, and one of the greatest steps you can take is start a prayer life with Christ.
Amen. Amen. You know, and that's great advice, great wisdom, and of course that would apply obviously to politics, but it would apply with so many other areas of life as well, as we learn to just really seek God's will, seek His heart, seek His insight. So now if, say, one of those same young persons were to say to you, well, Mayor Johnson, that's good for you, but if they were to tell you they think politics is dirty and they don't see how Christians could get involved, how would you respond to that?
I'd laugh. I would laugh because, actually, you know, politics is something that we came up with, but leadership is something God came up with.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
And I would laugh because, you know, yes, you know, I could laugh at all of this stuff that we're seeing, but you got to have a mind based on the Word of God.
That's right.
And if God is putting you in a leadership position, and if He anoints the king, He'll definitely anoint the president. He'll definitely anoint the governor. He'll definitely anoint the mayor. You know, so now that's why I said that. Now you can't tell me that 30 years down the line. No, you can't tell me that. We need more Christian men and women in these positions living for God. They don't necessarily have to be preachers. I just so happen to be a pastor as well. But these men and women have to live for God, and we need those men and women in very, very strategic positions. Even right now, we pray for the president, that our president will live a life for God so that he can hear from God.
That's
one of the prayers that we're praying right here in our city.
Amen.
At our church, yes, that's right.
And you know, Mayor Johnson, there's so many Bible characters. You think they were really, in a sense, preachers and politicians as well. Moses, Deborah, Daniel, David, Solomon, Esther, all of them were both close to God, but they were serving in a governmental or political position that wielded great influence. And God wants all of His children to walk closely with Him. Not just the preachers, but all of us are called to stay in close fellowship with the Lord. And, of course, there are great benefits to staying close to the Lord as well, you know.
That's right. That's right.
For your personal life, for your marriage, for your family, as well as for your community, your state, your nation, and your world as well. So great blessings come along with living a life, staying close to the Lord. Well, we're coming up on a break once again. Our guest today is Mayor Darrell Johnson, the mayor of Mound Bayou, Mississippi. We'll be right back.
The church has to take the lead in ensuring that men are properly trained for fatherhood. We have an epidemic in which boys are not growing up with their fathers. So as Christian men, we have to stand in the gap and make up the hedge so that our communities are not destroyed. When we see fatherhood as a blessing and not an inconvenience, we will see children as spiritual weapons in our arsenal. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. Join us in the battle to strengthen fatherhood. UrbanFamilyTalk.com. Family is an institution set forth by God, one man and one woman for life, with the outflow being children produced by that union. It's obvious to all that there is an attack on the family in our country, and especially on fathers. Whether it's the cycle of sin that persists in our families or the pressure from our government to exclude men from being intimately involved, the strategic battle is on for the souls of men. Join us in the battle to strengthen fatherhood. UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
Dr. Tony Evans says when our faith is tested, it's like we're being called to the witness stand to tell the truth about what we really believe. He'll give us an illustration about what should happen under that kind of pressure as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
When you fill a sponge full of water and then you add pressure to the sponge, water is going to come out because it's full of water. When you are going through a trial and you feel the pressure, how much God comes out? Or maybe it's cussing that comes out, or fussing that comes out, or complaining that comes out, or being mad that comes out, or bitterness that comes out. Why is that coming out? Because that's what you were full of. Because you know, when you soak a sponge, only what you soak it with is what comes out when you put on the pressure. So if you're going through the pressure of a trial, is there enough God in you before you hit the trial to come out of you when you're in the trial? That's why folk want to run to God in the trial when they've had no God before the trial. Wonder why they can't see God come out now that I'm in the trial, because there was not closeness being accumulated along the way. If the Lord is not with you, I don't care who you know, what contacts you have, what power you think you have. And one of the reasons God allows detours to become extended is development has not occurred enough for us to choose him over the most enticing things in our lives.
You can read hundreds of Dr. Evans' best stories in Tony Evans' Book of Illustrations. Check into getting a copy today at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
You're listening to the music of Nicole C. Mullen, the song On My Knees. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Our phone guest is Mayor Darrell Johnson, the mayor of Mound Bayou, Mississippi. Before Mayor Johnson comes back, let me share with you. I do want to share once again a Bible quiz question with you today. The question for today is, name the last king mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus Christ as found in Matthew chapter 1. Name the last king mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus Christ listed in Matthew chapter 1. You answer by way of email or a text. The email address is jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net. Or you can text us at 662-321-5859. And for those that are wanting to respond through the chat, that won't work. So you do need to send email or through the text. That's the way you'd get the response. And of course, you'll be sent a mystery prize if you do respond, if you're one of the first two people to respond to that question. So again, jparker@afa.net or 66 text 662-321-5859. Send us the answer. Again, our guest today is Mayor Darrell Johnson, the mayor of Mound Bayou, Mississippi. Mayor Johnson, let me ask a different question here. You know, you hear people talk of the topic of separation of church and state. And I want you to share from your own perspective, what do you think about just that concept, that statement? How would you respond if someone says to you, they say, well, you shouldn't bring your faith into your work as a mayor? How would you respond to that?
That I simply respond to that as, you know, the same way I would respond to a person that asks me a question. And then when I give them my answer, which is my answer, that always considers the Word of God, and they make the statement, don't bring the Bible into it. Well, you just brought me into it, and I'm committed to the Word of God as my Lord. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if I'm elected, then I strongly stand by the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And so if I strongly stand by the Word of God, then you have to mix me in the mix, mm-hmm. as to, because my decisions are godly decisions. My Amen. Work and my steps are godly steps. And so the people voted me in because I'm a man. Maybe they did not, but maybe they did. Whether they did or not, they voted in a man of God. Mm-hmm. And so that's I right. can't separate myself. And so you cannot separate a church from religion. Maybe the church, mm-hmm. and maybe the religion, but you can't separate a man of God from giving you words that from God.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, that's such a powerful point to be made in it, because, you know, the reality is the whole concept of separation of church and state is really a demonic concept, because the fact is God is government. God is the essence of what government is to be. And to try to take God out is basically, it's not really trying to separate church and state. It's trying to separate God out of state. And what right. do you have left? The vacuum would be filled by the devil. And you don't want a government led by the devil.
That's exactly so, right.
Yeah, so that. Thank you for that response, that very important response too. Then tell me, Mayor Johnson, would you say, like, can you share maybe a story in your experience of how prayer has really helped you overcome a particular challenge as mayor in your community, or something that comes to mind, an instance or maybe a specific situation where as you and or other leaders prayed that really helped to make all the difference in dealing with a particular matter as it relates to being a leader in your community?
Yeah, well, you know, mostly every situation that I deal with are situations that, you know, we have praying. We are dealing with a situation right now that we have to answer questions with our sewage system. And, you know, I was directed to get a specific consultant who got a specific work, and through prayer, we received the word from God that there was a possibility of Chinese that were going to be coming in, and as a matter of fact, through that prayer, that we wrote down most of the things that we get in prayer that we believe we hear from God, we write them down, and one of them was in 2006 that Donald Trump would be in the position that he's in now. Mm-hmm. And another one was that there will be dignitaries coming out of different countries that will be coming here. Well, just a few weeks ago, we had dignitaries from China here, and that was because of some of the things that we did and the directions that we took in prayer, that now we're going to be able to get help for our sewage system over the whole Mississippi Delta and build an infrastructure that's going to help us futuristically deal with tourism, which comes into one of the most poorest areas of the United States, and that's mm-hmm. the Mississippi Delta. It's going to be a great help, but I believe that the way we were able to do that is through prayer. Mm-hmm. And now Mount Bayou actually is actually has taken the lead in bringing that remedy into our area.
Mm. That's neat. Well, tell me, how would you ask believers that are listening, how would you like for them to pray for your city, your county, and your community? What would be some specific things you'd like for them to lift your community up about?
Well, one of the things, and thank you for asking, one of the things that we are plagued with, we are right in the heart of the Mississippi Delta. There's great poverty here, and we've been affected. We really have been affected, specifically in Mound Bayou, by racism and other things. We're the only town that actually has been, in this area, I know it's been targeted by racism because it has been 100% black from its inception. Mm-hmm. We understand that racism is a spirit. It's not a color. It's a spirit. Mm-hmm. And we have to get rid of that spirit from our state, which I believe has actually contributed to our negative statistics in this area. Mm-hmm. Pray that we all become one. Pray that we could hear what God is saying, and pray for us here in the Mississippi Delta to be able to take to learn how to love, to learn how to be able to treat each other better, because these are some of the things that we have to barriers that have to be broken, so that we can break some of the negative statistics that we're having here. And pray for the ongoing projects that we have to bring us out of these situations. And also, lastly, pray for revival in this area. Not only that, revival across this country. Mm-hmm. Pray for a real revival, that God would revive and give us a hunger and thirst more for who he is and what he is doing in the midst of his people. And that, I believe, is a great prayer that we will have, and for wisdom to make it happen.
Mm, okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you sharing those thoughts and truths. You know, I would mention something, too, Mayor Johnson, that relates powerfully to what you just shared. I recall a young lady who was a part of an intercessory ministry that goes into given communities and prays, and they mentioned, for example, they were having a special revival event in a city in Michigan that was, without mentioning the name of the specific city, but the city was considered one of the murder capitals in the United States. They averaged 3 murders every single week. Well, the intercession group came in for this event, and they began to really intercede for the city and really seriously pray for them. And for a 23-day period during their time of interceding, there were no murders in the whole city. And again, the police department didn't know what was going on. They were happy about it, but they didn't know what was going on. Well, of course, the event came to an end, and the intercessors moved out. And sadly, the murders picked right back up. But for 23 days, there were no killings in the city. Well, part of the message behind that, of course, is that the difference when God's people take prayer seriously, it can affect everything in a community, everything, no matter what it might be. And there's such a need for us to really take serious the work we're called to as the people of God, to really, really pray and intercede for our leaders and for our communities as well, too. So would you take time specifically, Mayor Johnson, to lift up some of the matters you've mentioned in prayer now before our time comes to an end here?
Thank you for asking. Again, the Bible says, if my people which are called by my name, and that is so important, people which are called by the name of Christ, mm-hmm. would humble themselves and pray. Basically what he said, that healing would come forth in the land, and that's what we believe. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
That healing is on its way.
Thank you, Lord, because of
the faith of your people that believe in the prayers that we pray. We don't
just call words, but
we pray because we believe.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you, Father, that we believe that you're doing something in the midst of the Mississippi Delta.
Yes, Lord.
Namely,
Jesus,
you're doing something in all of our communities. But, Father, we pray specifically for a great move of God in the Mississippi Delta, for a move that will absolutely glorify you.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you that what was at the bottom will become to the top.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you promised. You promised many things that you would do because of certain things that happened.
Jesus.
And you called it the vengeance of the Lord. And thank you, Father, that you're bringing liberty to the captives. And Father, you're bringing a beautiful ashes for mourning and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Thank you, Father, that you continuously do that in the midst of your people so that we can be called trees of righteousness and that you might be glorified. Father, we thank you for what you're doing and how you're doing it in the midst of your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Mayor Johnson. Again, appreciate you being on with us. If someone wants to get in touch with you, maybe they want to learn more about the City of Mount Bayou and just some of the projects you have on hand, how would they find out more about you, and how would they get in touch with you, and how would they learn more about the City of Mount Bayou?
Well, you can easily email. I have a very easy email. My email is moundbayou@gmail.com.
Okay.
You can easily contact me at moundbayou@gmail.com. And actually, if you hit me with that email, having a conversation with me, I can email you back our cell phone number, and we can talk. So just hit me with the email of moundbayou@gmail.com, and I'll be glad to share some of the things that are going on here and share some of the things that we believe God is fixing to do in this area.
Okay, then. Spell Mound Bayou for our listeners. Some of them might be thrown a little bit by the actual spelling. Spell it for them.
And you're right, because it says mound, like an Indian mound, M-O-U-N-D, D as in dog, and then B-A-Y-O-U, Mound Bayou, all one word, @gmail.com.
All righty, then. All right. Thank you so much, Mayor Johnson, for being our guest today. We appreciate you being a part of being on our broadcast with us today.
We are just elated to be here. Thank you, Pastor Parker, for having us.
Amen. Father, thank you for, again, Mayor Johnson. Thank you for his administration there. And thank you, Lord, for the work you're doing through he and his administration there in that community. Lord, thank you for your spirit at work mightily, not only in that community, but as he prayed for the Mississippi Delta as well. Father, pour out your spirit of grace and mercy and revival up on the whole Mississippi Delta. Raise up more and more servants that will be vessels through which you can accomplish your perfect will, and raise up more and more leaders that love you, that will seek you in prayer, seek your wisdom, your guidance, your direction in providing leadership. Thank you for the opportunity to pray for this very special city. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening, being a part of our listening family today. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.